In Michigan, a grounds crew is surveying dozens of trees spray-painted with big orange X's. The trees are dead or dying because of disease. They'll get chopped down, chipped up, and hauled away. At Michigan State University, the campus loses about 100 trees every year, and officials here see that as a big blow to the university's appeal. So campus leaders are especially worried about the potential devastation caused by a little metallic green beetle. The emerald ash borer is eating its way through trees in the upper Midwest. Deb McCullough is a professor of entomology at Michigan State. She's part of a team of federal, state, and local officials working on the emerald ash borer problem.
It's like a tidal wave. I mean, there's just so many of these beetles, and ash is everywhere. Once you start looking for it and you notice it, it's the tree that's along the roadsides, it's along railroad rights-of-ways, it's in woodlots. It's amazing how dominant ash has become.
So dominant that emerald ash borers have plenty to chew on. They've already killed or are killing 5.5 million ash trees in the Great Lakes region. McCullough says by next summer that number will double to nearly 11 million dead ash trees.
Local communities are basically spending their entire forestry and street tree budgets on cutting down and destroying ash right now. That means no money is going into planting or pruning or the kinds of activities that they would normally be doing. Other communities don't have those kinds of resources, and they're just watching their ash trees die.
The emerald ash borer was first discovered in the United States about 5 years ago. Researchers say it probably came here with wood used to pack imported goods from Asia. That's the way many invasive pests have been transported to the U.S. Frank Teluski is a plant biology professor at Michigan State. He says so far researchers have not found any ash varieties that are resistant to the emerald ash borer, and right now there is no insecticide proven to kill the beetles.
When an organism is introduced to a brand new environment where the trees haven't been evolving with the disease or with the insect pest, then that organism just has, you know, a free rein. It's dinner time.
There's currently a quarantine around the infested areas. That means no one can transport any ash, trees, lumber, or firewood outside several counties in Michigan, Ohio, and Ontario, Canada. Entomologist Deb McCullough says the quarantine alone won't stop the emerald ash borer from spreading to new states. It'll take money, a lot of it, to pay for a plan to stop the beetle. McCullough says a long-term plan to wipe out the disease would likely cost more than $60 million. And she says time is wasting. The adult beetles start emerging in a few months, ready to lay eggs in new trees.
This is not just a Michigan problem. I mean, everybody's got ash. If we don't stop it here, Ohio's going to be the next one, Indiana, Wisconsin, you know, this thing will certainly spread and they're going to be dealing with the same situation.
State and federal governments have put together an emerald ash borer eradication plan. It includes surveys to see if the disease has spread, methods to manage the existing outbreak, and telling people about the problem. But right now, there's no guaranteed funding for the plan. Anna Cherry is with the U.S. Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service.
Whenever there are situations like this, there's always discussion about whether or not it's appropriate or necessary to seek emergency funding. There's questions about what's available in local and state governments. It's always a mix of resources, and you can't rule one out or count on one at this particular point in time.
Michigan's governor and the state's congressional delegation are working to get federal money for the fight to stop the emerald ash borer. Without some money soon, cities in the Midwest will likely be cutting down millions more dead ash trees in coming years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Erin Toner.